On this Heritage Day, I'm now going to talk about a man who did his best to destroy our heritage and our future. Yanis Wallace, the man convicted of murdering Chris Hani in a deliberate attempt to spark a race war in South Africa in 1993, a pivotal moment in the history of this nation. We somehow got through that. But Yanis Wallace was the man responsible, along with several others. But he is treated as a hero in parts of Poland. That was an extraordinary revelation for me. BBC story I stumbled across earlier in the week says apparently huge banners bearing the portrait of Yanis Wallace can be seen draped around football stadiums. And there's online video of football fans carrying scarves with a hashtag Stay Strong Brother. And there's a song dedicated to him. Now, obviously, this is a small group, but it is an extreme group of Polish racial nationalists. And they have adopted Yanis Wallace as some kind of hero. I find that extraordinary and bewildering. I thought Poland would want nothing to do with Yanis Wallace, the man who killed Chris Hani. I'm going to chat now to Prof. Rafael Pankowski, who was quoted in that BBC story. He is a sociologist, a political scientist, and professor at the Institute of Sociology of Collegium Civitas in Warsaw, and head of Never Again, which I presume is an organization dedicated to ensuring that we don't have that kind of racist ideology. Professor Rafael Pankowski, thanks for your time. Thanks for joining us on Cape Talk.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I found this story extraordinary, that Yanis Wallace would even be a figure of interest or understanding in Poland, yet alone celebration.
Yes, I understand. I have the same kind of reaction to this phenomenon. I think it is completely unacceptable. And it is also very unfortunate to see that there is a group of people in Poland who consider Wałęsa their hero, their role model, and they express this in streets, in football stadiums. And I think this is, of course, related to a broader problem, which is the rise of the far right racist nationalist movement globally. So it's not just a Polish problem, of course, in this sense. But you know, as a citizen of Poland, I am very ashamed of this. Of this phenomenon, and I think this is something that we need to acknowledge and we need to address.
How widespread would you consider it to be? I don't just mean the Wallace thing, mm-hmm. but this far right mm-hmm. nationalist movement in Poland.
Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, both the Wałęsa cult and the broader far-right movement in Poland has grown in the last years. I think that especially since around 2015, we have seen a rise in xenophobia, in far-right and radical nationalist political activity, also in or especially in settings such as football. The football stadium, which of course is paradoxical because sports and also football could and should bring people together rather than be a platform for expressions of hatred and xenophobia.
Certainly in Europe, though, there is a fairly rich, if that's the right word, tradition of extremists using football clubs as a vehicle for for expression.
Yes, absolutely. It's a pattern that we know at least from the 1980s and 70s in the UK and in other countries. So in this sense, it is not new. But what I think is important is how do we address the manipulation of football by the far right? Also, what the individual clubs do, what the authorities do, what the football associations do, uh, city authorities, local communities, and so on. And I think in some countries there has been much more progress in addressing this issue and pushing out racism away from the stadium and from society. The title of our campaign, started by the Never Again Association, is "Let's Kick Racism Out of the Stadium." But of course, we know that we are not just talking about football, because racism was not invented in the stadium. It is a bigger issue. But I think in football, in particular, we often come across, especially disturbing examples of the problem.
There are a couple of issues here, Professor. One is obviously the racial issue, but Wallace was also a passionate, committed anti-communist because of his Polish experience. Now, to what extent is this an anti-communist movement, and to what extent is it a racist movement?
Mm-hmm. Well, in my view, this anti-communist rhetoric in Poland today is in a way artificial, because it's actually quite difficult to find a person in Poland who would say, "I'm a communist." In this sense, what we have here is a kind of anti-communism without communists, without the enemy. So we are talking often about a kind of imagined or constructed enemy. So anybody could be called a communist, but it doesn't really have much meaning in Poland today. And I actually think why Wałusz, of all people, became so popular among those groups in Poland in the last years is because of the racist background to the murder of Chris Hani, and the racist apartheid ideology that Wałusz believed in, and from what I know he actually still believes in it. And I think this is also or especially what makes him an attractive figure, a hero, if you like, to those extremist groups.
How widely known is Janusz Wallace's name? Would most Poles be aware of him?
I think that for many years his name and his story was only known to a very limited number of people, especially on the far right fringe. But I think in the last years, that number of people who know about Wałusz and who may support Wałusz, that has grown. That has really grown, and we have had many, many public manifestations of that, both in the stadiums and in the form of street demonstrations. In some cases, even right-wing politicians became involved in activities calling for the support of Wałusz or glorifying Wałusz. So I think there has been a sharp rise in those activities. And one of many cases that I find very, very disturbing is the case of the stadium in Gdańsk, where this year, even after the break due to the pandemic, when some fans were allowed back into the stadium, at every game or almost every game they have a big banner with Janusz Wałusz. And why I think Gdańsk is for some reasons particularly ironic in this context is that Gdańsk is the birthplace of Solidarity, one of the biggest movements for human rights in history, that in a way developed in parallel to the anti-apartheid movement in South Africa, and its leader was Lech Wałęsa, who was a Nobel Peace Prize winner, like Nelson Mandela. And as we know, Nelson Mandela was on the list that Wałusz had of possible future victims. So I think that of all places, the local authorities in Gdańsk should be more sensitive, then they really should address this problem.
You sound too young to know, but in 1993, when this incident happened, was there, as far as you're aware, was there widespread publicity of the Polish connection to Chris Hani's murder?
Well, I actually remember when it happened, and I remember articles in the Polish press at that time. Some coverage existed, even though South Africa seemed far away. But I think very very quickly people forgot.
Yeah.
So for years it wasn't really a big subject, and suddenly after all those years. Suddenly it becomes a subject again, and in a very sort of twisted kind of way that you alluded to in the very beginning. And I'm really, really certain we could think of many, 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 you know, heroes in Polish history from the from the history of anti-Nazi resistance and the freedom movements in Poland. You know, really, Janusz Waluś should not be considered one of them at all.
Prof, I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much indeed, Professor Rafał Pankowski. I really appreciate the time you've given us this afternoon. On the line from Warsaw, where he's a professor at the Institute of Sociology of Collegium Civitas and head of the Eastern European Monitoring Section of the movement called Never Again. I find that is fascinating, the right word, maybe disturbing. Is the story that Janusz Waluś can be celebrated quite publicly now and in a new way by a group of Polish nationalists and fascists, and that his image could be held up on banners at football stadiums, that online you can buy scarves, T-shirts and stickers bearing the name and image of Janusz Waluś celebrating his horrific acts.